Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
We will get to Nick Caserio here in just a second. Texter points out Nike's really gone in on women's basketball. The best basketball shoe right now is Sabrina Ionescu's signature shoe. I don't know. I know nothing about the shoes. I know that. Yeah, they, I forgot about that. They're paying Caitlin Clark $20 million. I'm like, dang, that's big, man. Nike making a plunge. They're paying Sabrina Ionescu $24 million. So this is part of a wave that Nike's got going on right now.
Oh, wow.
In the women's sport. Yeah, Sabrina.
Oh, those are cool shoes.
Yeah, for those who don't know, she's the one that competed against Steph Curry in a three-point shooting contest at the All-Star game this year. Ionescu is. I'd be here to see Caitlin Clark go against Steph. Caitlin Clark has some serious range on that jumper, too. I'd be there for that.
Some of these Sabrina ones.
Are you going to get some? Do they make
them
in your size?
No, but I like the way they look. I don't know if they make amends, but they look cool.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Here was Nick Caserio here stating the kind of alluding to the obvious. They're probably not hanging around at 42, 59, and 86th overall come Friday.
We have nine picks. We'll see if that changes or stays static. But just given our history, it'll probably change at some point. Try to add the right people with the right mindset. We're not for everybody. Everybody's not for us, and that's okay. We're just looking for the right people with the right mindset, that are right fit, that, you know, we think can help us win football games. So not to oversimplify it, but yeah, that's the goal.
I like to think of Nick Caserio kind of like almost like Matthew McConaughey walking into a bar, seeing like all these pretty little draft picks all lined up, and he doesn't even know which one he's going to go home with. He just knows he's going to go home with a few of them.
Well,
he just doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, right now I might have come with 42, but I'm going to be leaving with 29.
I'll tell you what, he looks a whole lot more attractive to those draft picks standing along the wall than he did a couple years ago.
That's
you know,
true. That's
you
true.
Know, like
he was, he was like early stage Steve, early stage Jeff Bezos walking in last year. To where now all of a sudden he's like male hormone replacement Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Walking with his biceps showing and
right.
everything.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Whole different deal, ladies.
That's it. That's it. So that was Caserio. Now, this will be the second draft that he's worked on with D'Amico Ryans, of course, last year being the first. He was asked, I think this might have been Steph Stradley asking about this, communication between Nick and the staff and how they kind of evaluate and communicate about players in this draft?
We're not trying to get to a point where we just agree on everything, but we're trying to get to a point where we see players similarly, we envision the role similarly. We're never going to force a player on a coach because it's unfair to really anybody involved. So we're not going to make decisions in a vacuum. We're going to take all the information in. We're going to aggregate as much information as possible. And ultimately, D'Amico and I will sit down and go through it and then figure out like what decision makes the most sense. So maybe it's, okay, if we have a group of four players, we're comfortable with one of the four players. Okay, so then ultimately we're going to have to make a decision there. But there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of discussion back and forth. It's ongoing. We've actually had a couple follow-up meetings once we kind of got through the first wave. Hey, take a look at this group, six or eight players. Hey, can you do an informal Zoom call with them? We're just trying to get more information. Then we'll come back. Hey, how'd it go? Well, we had a question about this. What did you think? So we're aggregating a lot of information, and there's a lot of dialogue. I mean, D'Amico's probably sick of me walking in his office every day, but literally we talk about players. We talk about the team on a day-to-day basis. So it's all about communication. So you can't over-communicate in situations like this. You're making big decisions on behalf of the organization. So I'm just trying to kind of steer it in the right direction and be a steward and, you know, be supportive of everybody and be receptive to, you know, everybody's opinion. At some point, we got to draw the line somewhere. But hopefully we're identifying the right people for the organization. We see the vision, we see the role, but their information and input is certainly valued without question.
So what are you smiling about?
Oh, no, nothing, Sean. Nothing. Oh, okay. No, I have some thoughts rolling around, like, but you look like you wanted to say something.
Oh, no, just like it's really important, obviously, for the GM and the head coach and all the assistant coaches to really have a real feel for, okay, what do you need in your scheme? What are you looking for? The worst example of a good process gone bad that I ever saw was the Texans trading up to draft Jason Babin. Because I think that Charlie Casserly and Dom Capers and Vic Fangio, so Dom Capers, the head coach, Vic Fangio was the defensive coordinator. I think they and Charlie Casserly were all on board and trying to figure out exactly, you know, finding guys that fit that outside linebacker position in Vic Fangio's 3-4 defense. And I think that Fangio was on board with Babin. I think that Casserly was taking input from the coaches. And it ended up being a really bad draft pick. And Babin, this was an example where, man, it looked like Babin just wasn't going to be a good football player. He goes off, leaves the Texans, and finds himself in a 4-3, playing just with his hand in the dirt instead of playing outside
sacks,
linebacker.
Dude.
Became a sack leader.
18
yeah.
sacks.
Went to the Eagles and the Titans also. Between the Seahawks, the Eagles, and the Titans had some really good years as a 4-3 wide nine defensive end. Like, honestly, the ironic thing is this scheme right here, basically.
Yeah, right.
It was this scheme in Tennessee with Jim Washburn as his defensive line coach. So that was the right idea. Those guys were all working together, but they just botched it. There's other times where there's a lot of other situations, and more commonly where maybe the GM really liked a guy like Jason Babin. The defensive line coach hates him, and you end up getting this disconnect. In that situation, at the very least, those guys were on the same page. I think what, you know, Casserio, when he was in New England, they were looking at different types of defensive linemen and different types of outside linebackers, perhaps, than necessarily what D'Amico Ryans might be looking for. So Casserio does, especially these first few years, he's going to be asking a lot of questions to D'Amico about what he does, doesn't like, what don't you like about this player, all that, because there's still a learning process with all of this.
I think the coolest thing about that cut to me, and it goes back to something you had said before they even hired D'Amico, which is you were kind of on an island with this, which is, like, I think Nick Casserio and D'Amico Ryans would work great together. You know, they both view football through a similar lens. Maybe they come from different backgrounds, but the importance of football and what they look for in players, it turns out, is very, very similar. But disparate enough to where I'm sure they have some good discussions and debates. And as Nick always says, we don't agree on everything, but they communicate about everything. I think when Nick got here, Seth, and a lot, in retrospect, it was clearly done out of necessity. He was out there. He was hands-on with everything. He's throwing the ball at practice to guys. You know, like he's got the headset on and probably contributing input on what to do on game day. And I think the perception was going to be that, oh man, this is a guy who's going to want to control everything. Boy, look who he comes from here, Belichick, who loves to control everything. That's his guy. And I think what's evolved over time, and Nick makes this point, made it multiple times during the press conference yesterday, is he's just basically a steward of the roster and, you know, kind of like serving the needs of what D'Amico's looking for. I think that's been It's been cool to see the adaptability, I guess, is what I'm saying here, you know, for Casario.
Yeah,
he's
used that steward word before.
Yep.
A person who looks after the passengers on a ship, aircraft, or train and brings them meals. Or probably the meaning he meant is managed to look after someone else's property.
Right.
Basically, you're just steward of that property.
And bring them linebackers.
You're the guardian of that property and what
bring,
have you. Yeah.
And bring them a three technique. Yes.
I like to think of him as like a fancy guy on an old time locomotive. Yeah.
Yes.
Go get the steward.
Yeah. Oh,
have
yeah.
the steward bring me a linebacker.
That's it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One more from Casario, and I think, again, this you've described his style, Seth, as being kind of fluid. You know, Nick, he's very malleable during all this. I don't think he operates with like a set of rules or anything like that. I think he operates based on what he sees in situations presented to him. This is a pretty
kind of like a communist leader.
This is pretty,
a dictatorial communist type sense.
Fluid
it's less about the rule of law and more about the whims of the dictator.
Maybe so. Yeah. But with maybe more input than a dictator takes. I thought this was a good summary that Nick had on kind of his fluid roster building.
The team building process, it's probably, you know, one of the most enjoyable aspects of my job because it's never one size fits all. So you sort of have to be open-minded and kind of bob and weave a little bit and willing to make decisions in real time and also be willing to kind of make adjustments in real time as well. So it goes back to preparation. It goes back to information. It goes back to understanding players. It goes back to understanding the league as best you can and just trying to figure out kind of how it's all going to fit together.
Yeah, I don't know that he's got like this. These are the rules of Casario. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, you know, one thing he talked about is about he made reference to the window or discussions about window, and
yeah.
I think he was trying to clarify a little bit that almost the way I understood it is he was kind of clarifying window talk was I think he might feel like window is almost too specific a term that yeah you're looking at it in 2 year periods where you might be rolling some cap space into the next year but you're gonna have expenses that come up. I think he thinks that a lot of long-term planning is just wishful thinking, that just things change way too dramatically. I was thinking about yesterday when I think Jonathan Alexander asked him a question about, you know, having Stephon Diggs be a rental because it's a one-year deal.
Yeah.
That's the standard lingo we use for a one-year deal. Okay, it's a rental. But when you call that a rental, it's not like the long-term contracts are locking down a guy for life.
That's right.
The average five-year contract lasts less than 3 years. So they're all rentals, and I think Nick just recognizes that, man, pretending that when you sign a guy to a five-year deal, you're going to have him for 5 years is just you're ignoring reality. So he chooses just to try to operate in as short-term a scale as possible.
Yep. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. Let's get into this in the next segment. You mentioned agents earlier, Seth. Nick had mentioned a lot of agents are telling their guys to kind of take it easy on the workout so you don't get hurt before the draft. That's one thing. Going on social media and questioning one of the teams that may be drafting your guy is an entire thing altogether.
Yeah.
That happened yesterday for one of the potential top picks in the draft. The interesting on both sides, the team side and the agent side. We'll let you know why coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.